Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I want to thank you for joining me for this series of Christmas reflections from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. We're continuing our sharing of the book Christmas Inspirations from 1966, and it is this beautiful collection of meditations that bring us into, again, the Christmas spirit. And so today's reflection is simply entitled, The Three Ages of the Babe. Fulton Sheen writes, some years ago, W. Gascon Cecil recorded his observation on the way art depicts the three wise men. He observed that they were generally represented as of different ages. One was old, one middle-aged, and one young. The tradition has it that this belief came from the lips of a great traveler, Marco Polo, who, when he went to Persia, tried to find out all he could about the wise men. Finally, coming to a little town, he found there a devotion to the three kings, who had followed a star to worship a great being born in the West, and their ages were different. As Gascony Cecil tells the story, when they came to the stable at Bethlehem, they went in one at a time. First went in the old man, and instead of finding what he had expected, he found an old man who talked with him. He was then followed by the middle-aged man. He, in turn, was met by a teacher of his own years who spoke with him. When the young man entered in, he, in his turn, found a young prophet. The three met together outside the stable and marveled. How was it that all three had gone in to worship this being who was just born, and they had not found a child, but three men of different ages? The old man had found the old, the middle age found the middle aged, and the young. Taking their gifts, they go in all together and are amazed to discover that the prophet is then a babe of 12 days old. Each sees separately in Christ the reflection of his own condition. The old man sees the old, the middle age, and the young. But when they go all in together, they see Christ as he is. We shall find in Christ the answer to all our needs and all the periods of our life. Fine words of wisdom from the Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I'd ask you to spread the word of these devotions and to share them on social media. And to everyone, until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.